by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Eidelman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Eidelman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Eidelman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Eidelman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome. It's great to be here.
As we sit here today, our president, President Donald Trump, has actually, the impeachment hearings for him have begun this day as we record this. And so we thought it would be a relevant topic of discussion because Christians exist across political lines. And so you have some that exist underneath the elephant, and you have some that exists underneath the donkey. And so for those that might be on one side or the other that don't quite understand what the other side thinks, and they might be asking, why does it seem like the church is often affiliated with one partisanship? Shane, why do so many Christians support the president?
Well, this might take a while, but I'm going to try to just bring everything in. A couple things come to mind. I think we are submitted to our commander-in-chief, whether it's, you know, a different party or the party you prefer, according to Romans 13, according to other passages in the Bible, that we respect that authority. But when that authority begins to go against God's word, that's where we start to really draw the line. So what you're seeing is a huge polarization on moral issues. So they're really, I don't know how many people realize this, but Donald Trump is the only thing between Christians, Bible-believing Christians, and what secular society wants to do by removing God from everything. So he's just in their way. So they're trying to get rid of him. And you know, how he acts, his tweets. I mean, I don't know where he's at spiritually, but I know if you're standing up for the unborn, I know if you're appointing justices, I mean, hundreds of justices in smaller courts, the Supreme Court, of course, and these justices are going to make laws, or I shouldn't say they don't make laws, they judge on the constitutionality of laws, but you're putting godly people in positions of leadership. And I think that honors God. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now people say, well, both political parties are evil. Well, a political party is not evil. It's the character of the people there. So yes, there's on both sides, there's people who are evil. There are people with wrong agendas. I know people close to Donald Trump. I know people close to Paula White that text them on a regular basis. And I don't necessarily agree with women pastors and that whole, you know, but I don't know her well enough. I know I'm getting off target here a little bit. But my point is, he's surrounding himself with people like Jack Graham, Jensen Franklin, Greg Laurie, Jim Garlow. So I have a hard time understanding why people are against him. I mean, his the way he tweets and what, yeah, it is not becoming of a Christian for sure. But also we have to remember the president is the commander in chief. He's to administer justice. He's to defend the nation. You need a bold person for that. You know, you put a Christian in there that's solid. I mean, I'd love that, but I think we might be too loving. We might be too, oh, I don't know. Just, open our borders or whatever. Cause as an individual, you want to help the sojourner or the, person coming here that wants help. But as a president, you have to defend the nation. Also, a lot of people coming here trying to get into our country legally. We know it's a lot of the drug cartel. It's terrorism, terrorists. It's people who want to do America harm. And so you have to be very careful. But to answer your question, we have to support someone, whether they're a Christian or not. If they're fighting for biblical values, they're trying to get rid of the Johnson Amendment, which supposedly silenced the churches. They're putting Supreme Court justices. I don't know where he's at on gay marriage. I think he's not on that same side. But you have someone who at least wants to hear from godly people. You have someone who at least wants to take our nation in the right direction. And I don't know where the impeachment hearings are going to go. If I can only speculate, I would say, based on what I'm seeing, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. I think it's a dog and pony show. I think I personally, this is not grounds for impeachment whatsoever. If they thought there was business dealings in Ukraine that were dishonest, I have no problem asking him, hey, look into this, the Ukrainian leader, look into this. What's going on here? That's looking out for your country. That's asking the applicable questions. But the Democratic Party is looking for anything. If he drinks the wrong water, if he does the wrong thing, if he buys the wrong mattress, they are scared of a 2020 victory. And if people don't realize this, I don't know what to tell them, but it's a polarization. It is time to choose your side. I don't think you can be under a particular party that is for the murdering of unborn. It is for redefining marriage. It's for pushing transgenderism and sexual surgeries on our kindergarten students. I mean, this is perversion. This is now that there's a big movement on pedophiles wanting to lower the age of sexual consent. If this doesn't make you angry, righteous indignation, and you're worried about Trump, are you okay with President Sanders? Are you okay with President Warren? Are you okay with President whoever else? You know, so I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing Christians have to. That doesn't mean, here's the big mistake. We don't agree with every tweet. We don't agree with maybe him pulling out of Syria. I've heard both sides of that. How he's handling the immigration crisis. What he says sometimes. I don't agree with some of those things. But overall, protecting the nation. What are we leaving for our children and our grandchildren? What type of nation are we building? What type of heritage? And people say, well, Shane, it doesn't really matter on the justices because you can't legislate morality. Well, no, you can't change a person's heart by forcing rules on them, but you can restrain evil. You can deter wrongdoing. You can say, okay, this is not right. If you sexually abuse a 5-year-old, you're going to jail for life. Can you imagine if all the things that in the Bible, if they still existed, capital punishment, rape, and people really rethink things. So we're also seeing the Democratic Party dumb down the jails, dumb down sentences. I think in California, they just something with a misdemeanor. It's no longer a misdemeanor. I've seen people at my local store, a mile from my house, run in. I'm not going to say the color of their skin because people say I'm stereotyping. But it could be white, Hispanic, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But they run into the Vons, they grab as much as they can, and they just run out into their car. And I asked the manager, he's like, yeah, there's not much we can do. It's just a little misdemeanor. The police aren't going to come. So if that's where we're going, America needs to wake up. Because this is a slippery slope. So you better thank God for people like Donald Trump. You better thank God for people who are going to stand up for what is right in the midst of adversity. So I think this impeachment hearing is a joke. I don't think the American public should take it seriously because this is not something impeachable. This is a leader looking to, what's that? Is it quid pro quo? That's what they're saying. Like, can you do this for me if I do it for you? You know, this is, hey, look into this. Technically, let's just say, okay, that's not right. You shouldn't have done that. He's running for president. Big deal. That's not a big deal. That's not an impeachable defense. So I think I'm just disheartened by our elected officials. I'm disheartened by our state of California. It just really breaks my heart. So that's why people are behind the president, because there is no other plan B. There is no other choice. This might be graphic, but it's true. You are either going to pick Winston Churchill or you're going to pick Adolf Hitler. Those are our options. One person, one party is going to take America down quickly. They're going to get rid of religious freedoms. They're going to redefine the Bible. There's going to be hate speech legislation. There's going to be jail time. There's going to be a loss of freedoms. And they're going to push sexual sin on our children. And this is worth fighting for. So I think it's a really big deal. And those who don't support him and have a lot of things to say negative, I try not to comment too much, but I'm tired of them saying he's a racist because he's not. I'm tired of all the lies out there that you're listening to a secular media and you're allowing secular media to determine how you view the presidency of the United States. Whew, got it out in under 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Did it make sense?
I think it did. And the exhortation that I would add on to that is Christians, beyond the borders of Trump's presidency, whether it's 4 years or 8 years, because this is consistent for Obama, for Bush, for Clinton, going all the way back to Caesar. Paul told Timothy, he says, I urge you that you would make prayers for kings and all who are in authority, and knowing in full knowledge that most of those authorities that Paul was urging the church to pray for would be persecutors of the church. And so I think it's really important that even if we have a leader that is one that we don't personally agree with, regardless of your own political leanings. And so if you are somebody that using Trump as an example, if you are somebody that does not like Trump being in office, does not agree with him being the president, does not agree with blah, blah, blah. As a Christian, if you are, I'm not speaking to secular people, but I'm speaking to people that name the name of Christ. Hopefully the name of Christ exists above the elephant and above the donkey. And if that's true, I believe the consistent conduct that should be manifested in your life is that you will be contending for that leader regardless of how you feel about them, because you may not like them, but as a Christian, you are still called to contend for them. And so, it's going back to those during Obama's years that didn't agree with Obama. So it's not just a Trump thing. It's not just an Obama thing or whatever, but that's consistent across, regardless of whoever our leadership is. It doesn't mean we have to endorse the policies. It does mean that we have to, as Christians, honor that person before God insofar as the office in that person exists. And we have to ask God to continually be working on that person. As it stands right now, I agree with you. I believe, whether I could be best friends with Trump, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know him. I don't, or whatever. It's not like I'm ever going to have a conversation with him. But insofar as the policies that he is willing to take a stand on and represent, I support those because they are consistent, more consistent with my faith than what I see reflected on the other side of the coin. History has shown often across the nations that could change. And so my allegiance as a Christian, and yours is too, I know, is not to the party because it's the party. It's to a party insofar as it reflects the consistent expression of the faith. And so right. I think right now, praise God, because it's funny because I for a lot of the things that I see, and again, I don't know the president personally. I don't know his character. I don't know his leanings or his bents or anything, but it's interesting to me that somebody who comes out of the world that he comes out of high affluence and there's probably some manipulation and things like that in the past and stuff like that in the corporate sense. And so, but it's interesting that somebody like that, who probably is being counseled by a lot of the Christian men around him to, hey, you need, if there's things in your past, you need to repent for them, dude. But that he's willing to entertain those guys and that he's willing to take up the cause in a lot of those areas that is consistent with a faith that would even be holding him accountable for his sins. A lot of guys, I don't know that they would do that. And so I'm thankful for that. I wonder if that's not a visible work of the Holy Spirit in doing some of those things. But I think if you're on the other side and you don't agree with me, and you would rather that somebody from the donkey camp would be in office, until that happens, as a Christian, as a brother in Christ, my exhortation to you would be, don't let that cloud your contention for the leader that we have right now.
Right. Good point. And we have to remember that I'm actually reading Ulysses S. Grant's biography right now. It's about 1,000 pages, so it takes a while. But the Republican Party was fighting against slavery. It was a Democratic Party that was actually for slavery. So I think a lot of people don't have their history right. But then the Democratic Party started to represent the small business owner, trade unions and things like that. And then Republican Party was known more for corporate America and the money. So that's what we're allowing is generations. My grandfather was a Democrat and we're a proud Democrat. Well, now, or Republican or whatever it is, but now you got to look, we're dealing with some major issues. This is not about trade unions anymore. This is not about should we pave the roads and build bridges and this party's for the working class, this party's for the white collar. We are talking about destroying life. We are talking about murdering children. We're talking about redefining marriage and mocking God and perverting his word. So to me, these are big issues. These are no brainer. So how somebody can embrace that I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. There's a Democratic congresswoman. I don't know where she's at. She's pro-life, and I thank her for her position. And maybe she's staying there in that position to kind of make a difference. But, you know, overall, these parties are divided mainly on moral issues. And the Democratic Party wanted to remove God from their platform. Let's not forget that. So, I mean, to me, this is a big deal. This is a no-brainer on why Christians are more apt to back a Republican president or a president who stands up for what God's word says, even though they don't live it out. For example, and this, I hope this doesn't come across right, wrong, but what's it now? 14 years ago, he had an affair. Okay. And people say, well, look, he had an affair. I can't believe you're a Christian. You know what? That's between him and God. I'm concerned where he's taking my children and this nation. That's where I'm concerned. I don't know what you want from me. You know, oh yeah, that's bad. He shouldn't be president. What are we left with? You know, I mean, it's just amazes me that the reasons and excuses people come up with. But anyway, I think we've went on enough on that topic. Probably.
Well, I think the listeners will have to determine that one.
That's true.
And if you want to determine whether or not we've exhausted that topic, be sure you send us your thoughts on the matter. Shoot us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidelman.com and let us know if you would like to hear more about this topic or any other topic or idea that you have for us to talk about on the podcast. We thank you for listening to this episode today. Again, my name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Idelman. Thank you for listening to us today on Idelman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Idelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidelman.com. Again, that's shaneidelman.com. El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.